USA.org.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. Whether you hail from the West or whether you hail from the East or some of the flyover states, or you're outside of the country listening to us someplace far and wide. We love that. Lots of people listening to us in Spain, Buenos Dias, and a lot of people listening to us in other parts of Europe. I'm getting your emails, and they're terrific. In the UK, there's a bunch of listeners. I don't think are they at the pub yet? I'm not sure. I don't think they're at the pub, but I know that some of you are listening at work. So thanks. We appreciate it. And trust me, I do read the emails. That's how I've found all that out in the last year. Right from the get-go, we're going to start off, unfortunately, on a somber note, because things in Tucson, well, they'll never completely get back to normal. Once something happens that's just so shattering to your world, your bubble, I guess, you know, it's always different when it happens to you or when it happens in your neighborhood. It's not over there anymore. Oh, that didn't happen here. That happened in New York, or that happened in Los Angeles, or that happened wherever. You get my drift. But this time it didn't. It happened in Tucson, Arizona, and it happened to the people there. So the first of several funerals took place, and the funeral was for 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green. 2,000 people showed up at the church, and a lot of the people that showed up, besides family, friends, and people who knew the little girl, a lot of the students that went to school with her also were on hand for the funeral. There was a lot of coverage of it, and I kind of tuned in and out today and saw the most poignant thing. You think 9 years old, that's the same age as my nephew. And she was already curious about the political deal, and she had run in her school for an office. And here she wanted to meet the congresswoman, and we all know that story by now. And she's 9, so she's in third grade. And you realize how young they are when you see all the other little girls kind of lining up almost as an homage to her as the casket was going through. And you realize, boy, she was really young. And this is terrible for this to have happened to this family and to this young, young child. And as the world still tries to make sense of it all, and now a lot of the conversation is about the mental health aspects of it, and could have Jared Lee Loeffner have gotten the help that he needed? If he had gotten more help, would he have not been put in this situation? But it doesn't matter. All the wouldas, shouldas, couldas aren't going to bring back any of the people. It happened, and now the country has to move on, as do the people in Tucson. The debate will continue, however, I'm sure, and it will definitely continue when it comes to guns. There are all kinds of proposals about doing away with this and doing away with that, and ultimately it won't be up to the federal level. It won't stop there. It won't happen there. What will happen will be on the local level, in the state level. Whatever the states decide, now you know from state to state the gun laws are different. Every once in a while you read a story where someone is in a state where you can carry a gun, open carry, and they forget and they go somewhere and they've got the gun and then they're nabbed. That's happened to a lot of different people, whether they forget even. Remember the one-time coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Barry Switzer, who forgot he had his gun and went through airport security and they saw the gun. Oh, by the way, you have a gun with you. You really can't do the gun thing here. So that debate is opened up once again, but it'll be more about the states, I think, than anywhere else. A couple of other things happening, and then we're going to get to some lighter fare here on the show. But one of the things that's going on around the world, sadly, is we've got Mother Nature doing some serious damage in Brazil, now over 500 and counting since the mudslides there because of the monsoon rains and some beautiful countryside just torn up. But it's more about the people who had no idea when they were sleeping that there was a wall of mud slamming into them. And in Australia, the water is receding, but the people are now seeing what the damage is that's been done to also some pretty beautiful areas of their country, too. And those floods were going on forever and a day. I mean, we're talking weeks that we have been talking about what's happened in Australia and in Queensland and Brisbane that got slammed with the heavy water. So lots of people trying to put it all together and finding themselves in those homeless situations. Your home is wrecked with mud and you feel happy to be alive, but on the other hand, you're dealing with the reality of the home that's been torn to shreds. All right, on the lighter note, we've got some football coming up this weekend and some interesting games. Four games left on the road to the Super Bowl. But getting to the Super Bowl, you think of the coaching that goes in at the college level, and a lot has been made about Les Miles and would he leave LSU and take a job with Michigan? That was the big rumor. Well, Les Miles decided to put that to rest. Here's what he said.
I am Miles from Michigan. I will be, you know, that's how I was raised. And my fondness, the lessons that I learned, the people that I enjoyed back there, does not equate to a necessity that I coach there.
How about that? He put it to rest. He doesn't have to coach there. Somebody said to me the other day, well, LSU, they got to be paying him a lot. So why would he leave LSU? And he just said it. A lot of the speculation especially started because he had the ties to Michigan, so why not go back? And, of course, the Michigan alum, pretty powerful alumni association, and they would have loved to see Les Miles go there, no doubt about it. Believe it or not, so many of you said to me, how come you're not doing birthdays anymore? So we've decided that occasionally we're going to bring back birthdays. So who's celebrating a birthday? We got a ton of them. I'm actually going to leave you with some birthdays. Are you ready for the big birthday, folks? I like that tune. I do. I know. Okay, one of my favorites. I kind of have a crush on this guy, actually. Jason Bateman. 42 years old. He just plays some of the funniest parts I've seen. I know he started off in that crazy Silver Spoons thing, but he's such a good actor. LL Cool J, Bateman, 42. LL Cool J, 43. Faye Dunaway, big birthday for her. 70 years old. Andy Rooney. You know how old this guy is on 60 Minutes? He's 92 years old. Wow. If Benedict Arnold were alive, he'd be 270. Drew Brees celebrates his birthday over the weekend, 31 years old. How about that? I bet you he wishes he was still playing for all the marbles again. Also over the weekend, Albert Pujols turns 30. What a bat. He is a super slugger from St. Louis. And the very thin Kate Moss turns 36 years old.
To lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld.com. WHEY.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Come away with us so we can help you break down the games, for goodness sake, so you don't lose your shirt this weekend. And I'll tell you, it's been a wild and woolly season, no doubt about it. Who better to break things down with? We do it each and every week. You guys love him. Steve Budin, the Buddha. He is the guru. Sportsinfo.com. How about some applause for Steve? Listen to that audience. We have a pump full of Red Bull. Hey, Steve-o.
It is worth staying up for.
Exactly. Before we dive into the games, Cam Newton, of course, not a surprise. He's going to enter the draft, wins the Heisman, takes Auburn all the way to a national title. How do you think he rates in the draft? I think pretty high.
Right. Well, you know, Auburn was my biggest release of the season, so I was real happy to see that come through. Actually was expecting a little more of a scoring game on both sides. Didn't quite expect to see the defensive struggle that we saw. I thought Newton was amazing. I think that he brings, you know, he's one of these quarterbacks that is really as good at running as he is at throwing, but isn't scared to run. Like so many quarterbacks come out, and they want to prove so badly that they can throw the ball that they have 10 or 15 yards easy and they won't take it. They'll try to pass the ball just to prove a point. And to me, when you've got a quarterback that's athletic and can run like that, of course you call plays for him. They were calling plays for him. They were telling the other team, listen, we're going to run this one. Newton's going to run this one straight and there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to get 5 yards. And, it was just unbelievable to watch.
I think so, too. It was unbelievable to watch, no question about it. Here's another quick one. Do you think they should somehow come up with a playoff system in college football?
You can still use the bowls? I mean, everybody knows it. Everybody hates the current system. There's no reason for it. They make enough money, you know, off of these colleges and off of these games and off of these TV rights. They should give everybody what they want. They should give us a playoff system. And, you know, another thing, they should allow these college kids to, if nothing else, if they're not going to allow them to accept money, they should allow them to at least major in the sport. I mean, they spend so much time, these kids, practicing and getting hurt and nursing injuries. And, you know, it's one thing not to get paid, but to not even get credit for what you're doing, it's not fair. This is a career for these kids. And whether they make it to the NFL or not, they're going to be coaches. They're going to be trainers. They're going to be using their experience to get a job in the workplace. Why in the world wouldn't that count for a credit?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. Let's dive into the first one on Saturday. Ravens and the Steelers. Pittsburgh favored in this one by a handful of points. What do you say?
Well, this is Ollie Frazier all over again. I mean, everyone that I speak to on the street, you know, is really in love with this Baltimore team, especially, you know, after they kiboshed the Chiefs. But I warn everybody that, you know, the Chiefs are little boys, and the Steelers, well, you know, they're grown men. And if you look at the history here, even though the last four games in the past two seasons have all been decided by exactly 3 points, they were split down the middle, two each. But the two games that the Steelers lost, they didn't have Big Ben. Ben's actually won 6 games in a row against the Ravens. I think if you're cool, calm, and collected and don't buy into the hype of the Ravens from last week, I think you take the Steelers here, minus the 3.5 points. The only thing I'd suggest at this stage of the season, you're not looking to pull any punches and you're not worried about a couple of cents, buy the 0.5 point down, take the Steelers, minus the 3, just in case. I think they get the money here.
Now, there you go. Nice and tight. Packers and the Falcons. I know you like the Falcons, but do the Packers pull it off?
Well, that's the thing, is that we know that the public is in love with the Packers, and we know that because this line, you know, it was 1.5 when it came out. It's 2, 2.5 now. It's staying under 3. And look, say what you want about Atlanta. They're at least as good as Green Bay. I think the problem here is that people don't watch Atlanta. Other than the Monday night game where they lost against the Saints in front of that national audience, you know, no one else really watched Atlanta otherwise. So that's like fresh in everybody's mind, and they don't think Atlanta can hang with Green Bay. But when you have a chance to bet Matty Ice, you know, where he's 20-2 in the Georgia Dome, less than a field goal, you got to eat that up all day long. I'm taking Atlanta here, minus the points. I don't give Green Bay a chance.
All right. Well said. Bears, man, a lot of people are hoping the Bears do this. I know so many people from Chicago, it's ridiculous. They want a lock. They want a lock over the Seahawks, but I think they're worried.
Well, I'd be worried, too, even though the Seahawks, I mean, everyone really feels they're on double letdown alert. They had huge back-to-back emotional wins, the NFC win clinching, you know, against St. Louis, and then in the last game of the season, and then against the Saints, which we just spoke about. I mean, I don't know how Pete Carroll is going to get these guys going, you know, for this, what's definitely going to be the toughest out of this three-game stretch. But, you know, here's the thing. 10 points? I mean, did they not learn anything last week? I think this Seattle team showed me a swagger on defense last week that, you know, if they can get a little lucky here, and remember, they're going against Jay Cutler. They went against Drew Brees last week. Now they're going against Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler's never even been in a playoff game, you know, so I think there's an opportunity here, and, you know, I'm gonna say it. If Seattle gets by Chicago, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Really? So that you have that much faith that there's just whoever, that's boom, that's
if
it.
If they can
in.
Win this game against Chicago, they're going to the Super Bowl. And I think can win this game. I think they can win this game.
I do. I think it'd be exciting if they won it. Wow.
Certainly would take the 10 points. And I got a little bankroll, you know, especially on Seattle because we won last week with them.
That was a good win.
Yeah.
You said that. You said that on this show. Don't
I'm
do it.
I'm saying it again.
Yeah. Patriots and the Jets, oh, this is the one people are salivating over. It's a rematch.
This is a tough one. I mean, it's really, really tough. And so much is being made of all this trash talking by the Jets. But, you know, you got to feel like they're going to try to get every possible advantage they can off the field. Because on the field, there isn't many advantages to be had. I mean, Tom Brady, best quarterback in the league, if not of all time. But, hey, listen, he doesn't need love from me. Everybody loves him. And I think that's why this line is 9. And I think the value here player is not in laying the nine when you have a public who's infatuated with Tom Brady, I think the only value could be taking the 9 points. Mark Sanchez and the Jets offense really yet to play their best game of the season. Obviously the Patriots peaked about 4.5 weeks ago. So for the Jets, could be scary if they come out and play their best offensive game. You know their defense is going to be there. You know, and last time they played the Patriots, they went into the game praising the Patriots and how great they were and how awesome they were. Got them nowhere. This time they're coming in trash talking. I give them a better shot because that's who they are. I'm going to root for the Jets here to win the game, but look for the backdoor cover, and I'm going to take the 9 points.
All right, well said. We'll see how we do next week when we meet again. Steve, thanks. We appreciate it.
All right, go get them.
Absolutely. Double Dose, Steve Budin, just terrific. When the Buddha speaks, a lot of times he's right. I've been pretty much following what he said all season, and he's dead on with a lot of his comments. Last week he was all over the Seahawks because of the point spread with New Orleans, and man, that New Orleans defense, what a letdown that was. And hey, the Seahawks, like he said, came out of that with a lot of swagger. So I've got friends in New England, I've got friends in New York, and this game is big. There is a rivalry between the two. I still say it's not quite like the baseball rivalry of the Red Sox and the Yanks, but certainly there is. You got to remember, this is old school. They go back to the original AFL teams. So you've got two playoff wins for New England, the Patriots and the Jets. Each, and I didn't realize this, just kind of by the numbers for fun, defeated the other team 51 times with one tie. How about that? And the trash talking, how much does that play into this? Mark Sanchez tried to play it down the other day. We let you hear a little bit of that. And Cromartie, of course, is the one that's been stirring the pot, saying that he doesn't like Tom Brady. He's never liked Tom Brady. And he doesn't care. He has no regrets about what he's saying. And as long as he's in the NFL and Brady's in the NFL, there's going to be hatred. And he doesn't care. So does that come back to haunt the Jets or not? Well, the bottom line is the Patriots haven't lost a home game. They still have that home advantage, a loud and proud crowd. I do believe it's closer. I think he's completely right about that. But I think the Patriots win this, unless Sanchez has the most incredible game of his life. I mean, he has to be so on target. There can't be any of these balls thrown too high with the possibility of getting them picked off. Can't happen. Remember, you can always hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, and you can send us emails, too. How do you do that? You go to americatonight.net.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Rough day today. Sad to see that casket that you know was carrying Christina Taylor Greene into the church in Tucson, Arizona. 2,000 people packed that church to say goodbye to the 9-year-old girl whose life ended sadly because she was curious and wanted to meet Congresswoman Giffords and had an interest already at that young age in the political process and went to her meet and greet at the grocery store down the street from her in Tucson. And unfortunately, we know the rest, that awful tragedy that happened. And it's brought up guns and what is fair and what is foul or should be foul in this country. Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy is going to introduce some legislation next week that would cap ammunition magazines at 10 bullets. And, of course, you all know the story about McCarthy. Her husband was killed on a commuter train back in the early 90s in New York. And she's got some support for this, and then she has many others, a lot in the Republican Party that say no way, no how to anything that would at all be gun reform. Remember the 94 assault weapons ban, which included the same, by the way, 10 bullet cap deal, expired in 2004. So we are pleased to welcome to this show lawyer, legal writer, just terrific stuff he's done, Alan Wilkinson. Alan, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate. Thanks for having me.
And, of course, you say Saturday night specials, forget about it, semi-automatic weapons and automatic weapons, forget about it. Handguns, a different story. explain that a little bit more, why America should say, forget the rest of those beasts, and it's all right with the handguns.
Well, let me give you just a quick little history. The Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. For over 200 years, the question was whether the Second Amendment meant that arms were only allowed for the militia military purposes or whether it created an individual right to keep and bear arms. It wasn't until 2008, you know, just a couple years ago, that the United States Supreme Court ruled the Second Amendment protects the right of individuals to keep and bear handguns or any lawful firearm in the home for the purpose of immediate self-defense.
Right.
And, you know, my question, you know, this guy's using a Glock with a Glock gun with a semi-automatic Glock gun with a 30-round magazine in it and everything. You know, when's the last time you heard of a person in his home, you know, in self-defense using a Glock gun? You know, they don't call these weapons assault weapons for nothing.
Right,
you know,
right.
Law-abiding people, you know, that are interested in protecting their home. And I wanna let people know I'm not anti-gun. I've always been an advocate of guns, weapons at home for self-protection, skeet shooting, hunting, target shooting, and that kind of stuff. These guns are assault weapons.
Right.
They're used by drug dealers, murderers. The average person doesn't use them.
Do you think that part of the reason is people are so worried? Like you said, you're not anti-gun. You just explained it rather well to us. Do you think that a lot of people are just afraid that it's a slippery slope and that, okay, this is it, because you take one type of gun away, you start limiting ammunition, all this other stuff, then all the rest are eventually going to go. Do you think that's part of why a lot of people are reluctant?
No. Well, I think people are reluctant, but people have to understand that our rights are not absolute. We have the right of free speech, but we do not have the right to go into a crowded theater and yell fire. You know, there are limits on the rights that we have.
Yeah.
You know, and going in there, you know, the slippery slope, you know, putting a limit on, you know, the 10 round magazine or something. I mean, this guy, had 30 rounds in his Glock, and mm-hmm. he also had two other magazines. He had 90 rounds. I mean, if it wasn't for this other woman, an elderly woman, grabbing the magazine out of his hand when he ran out from the first magazine, it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah. At the in this tug of war, and you know, because you've certainly seen it, and in California and in Texas it's different, and New York it's different. Do you think from the legal perspective, because I think this is what will happen, Alan, that really it's going to stay in the state's laps for now? It's going to go down, because they're not going to do anything on the Hill. I don't believe that because of the makeup of the legislature. So I think it's going to come down to the states. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you completely. The problem is the National Rifle Association, the NRA, is one of the most powerful lobbies on Capitol Hill, and the Republicans are scared to death of going against them. So it is up to the individual states, Well, like I say, he used a Glock semi-automatic, and a number of states have outlawed that kind of weapon and other assault weapons, and it is up to the states to do that. But I do urge people to write their congressperson and senator to put some limits on these guns. But like I say, the NRA is one heck of a powerful lobby.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No question about it. But you think, so again, to reiterate, hey, find like just like the Supreme Court ruled, and if we go down and break it down legally, handguns, fine. But why do you need these weapons with all this ammunition? Why? What is that necessary for, basically?
Exactly. And the other point I want to bring up is the gun shop owners that set, you know, the process of going through and getting the guns and everything. You know, you fill out a form, I don't know the number, and you send it into the FBI and everything. But, you know, as we saw with the guy at Virginia Tech in 2007, Cho, and this guy, you know, they didn't send the information to the FBI. You know, it's just, you know, the schools are taking him out of classes because he's, you know, off kilter. He's off his nut and everything.
Sure.
And the schools and other agencies have a duty to report to the FBI of unusual conduct, and they're just not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of the problem, because if you could connect the dots, then maybe some of the things that happened wouldn't have happened, and at least, you know, somebody would be doing something. There'd be gatekeepers, and it's a matter of paperwork, for goodness sake, in the one case that could have moved on, and maybe something would have been stopped there. Hey, we'd be remiss, Alan, while we have you on the show, not to ask you about this, just to switch gears quickly, but you worked with the great King of Torts, Melvin Belli, who is famous upon, you know, when you talk about attorneys, famous, 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 but the stories abound at how clever he was and some of the people that he entertained. What was it like to actually work with him, work for him?
Well, I have to say I have especially fond memories because I didn't work for the firm. I worked for Mel. And many nights he said, Al, why don't you come up to the house and, you know, have dinner and, you know, and everything. And every time he had press conferences, it would be, hey, Al, come on up here and you know, help me out on this and everything like that. The greatest thing was just the two of us going to lunch together, and he would say something, and I would say, I am in the presence of genius. It was the most special time of my life.
Oh, I'm sure he would have, if he heard that, and I'm sure you told him that while he was alive, it probably... there were a lot of things that he said that have been coined, because I know I've heard quite a few of them. It's been a pleasure, Alan, having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can I just say one last thing, Kate?
Sure.
Today, the youngest victim, Christina, was buried. And, you know, she was born on 9/11. You know, when the tragedy struck the Twin Towers and everything, she was born out of tragedy. She died of tragedy. They had a special flag, you know, that was
from 9/11,
from 9/11 and everything. And I just want to say my heart goes out to her parents. They'll never get over the loss and everything.
Nope.
And, you know, it's just a shame.
It is a shame. And that's why I think opening the discussion and continuing to discuss what should, what's fair, what's foul in this country, I think is a good thing to continue the dialogue.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. How did you read the news?
So as we zig and zag all over the place here on America Tonight, hey, you know how we roll, right? How many of you have the attention span of a gnat? I'm going to say every single one of you do. ADD, it's rampant, man. We're talking about a lot of things here on this Hour of America Tonight, but it includes still what happened in Tucson. The youngest victim, we've already talked about this, was eulogized, and her funeral was held, Christine Taylor Green. And you could just, I mean, the emotion on the faces, the young brother and the people at the church coming and pouring out of the church, which, you know, funerals especially are supposed to put a little bit of that closure for the families. They'll never, ever feel it completely. The loss of a child, I cannot imagine, especially one so young at 9 years old. But in the next couple weeks, it'll be interesting to see where the discussions move. Because now you still have TV cameras and nightly news people and reporters crawling all over Tucson, Arizona. And that will end in, you know, probably through the weekend, and it'll probably end by next week. So moving on, what happens? There will be updates, I'm certain, on Senator Congresswoman Giffords' how she's doing, how her health is, and how she's recovering from her gunshot wound. But the rest of it will sort of move on, and people will move out of Tucson. It's like any other news event. That's what happens. But how many people will carry this tragedy with them? And it's like somebody said to me today, Republican, Democrat, conservative, whatever you call yourself, is there a lesson to be learned in all of this? And, you know, I think it's what I've said on America Tonight from the very beginning when I started to do this show. I always invite anyone to be part of the conversation, whether it's through email, chat now, or to simply call us at 800-259-5791. And not to shut anyone out. I mean, I don't care what your stripes are, what ideology. There needs to be more of that conversation. And I think that goes to the politicians, because there is a polarizing factor with the politicians. Yes, the ideals are usually completely different. But is there any reason why you can't have a so-called normal relationship with the guy who's sitting across the aisle from you who happens to disagree? Doesn't it seem as though some years past that people were able to do that? And I would say yes, because I've talked to many politicians and interviewed many from days gone by, and they say that. They say, yes, the stripes are different, and we argue and fight like cats and dogs, but hey, I'll still go out and play around the golf with so-and-so or whatever. And maybe that it just feels that way to me. There's a line in the sand and we're here and you're there. And so I think some of that starts there. But the conversation over the guns, you know how I feel about that. I'm definitely, definitely, definitely a proponent of the Second Amendment, because I think it's there is a big danger when you start to take away rights. Because if you start to pick too many away, then you look down and suddenly it's like a carcass. You've picked everything apart. How often have you heard people say that? Well, we opened the door a little bit and then suddenly it was kicked a little bit wider, and then, man, it was kicked wide open, and that was the end of that. Therefore, I think you have to be careful in what you wish. And do I think that there is a line? Do I think there's something that could be done? For me, it's about better gun checks. Why it seems so flim-flammy in some states? Isn't there a better way to trace this paperwork? Isn't there a better way to keep track? That's why concealed and carry, I think, is good, because you have to know something. You can't be a complete nincompoop with a gun and get that concealed and carry license. It, to me, it's about that. It's about if you own a gun, responsible gun ownership, knowing exactly what to do and what you would do in the situation. It's like, I don't think you should own a gun if you're not willing to do what it's intended for. So if it is that Second Amendment right and you're protecting yourself and you have a gun, well, there's no wobbling with that gun when it's you and, let's say, the attacker. You gotta point that gun and level them. And too often that's also happened, where people are a wreck and think they need a gun but have no idea how to use it, how to clean it, how to load it properly, all the little stupid things. I'm not lecturing on I don't want to get into the thing where I'm lecturing on guns and how you keep it and everything. But I know that. I have family members who have guns, and they're incredibly careful with them. And then I have family members who hate guns, would never own a gun, and wouldn't even want the responsibility of it. So, and plus the state they're in, they can't do that. But they wouldn't even go in that direction anyway. So I think that's part of the discussion. That's part of the deal here. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way to do that. And it doesn't have to be with incredibly stringent laws on the books, which at this point, with this Congress, you're not going to get that anyway. It's definitely going to come down to the individual states. That's where the battlegrounds are. It's in all the individual states. You look at a map and you see from state to state how different things are. And that's exactly where most of this discussion really lies, individually in the states and the challenges to the courts, depending on what the laws are. All right, believe it or not, a couple of other things have taken place across the world and even in our own backyard. First of all, Brazil's mudslides, you know, the death toll just keeps going up and up and up and up. I was saying how horrific the pictures were from Brazil, and anyone who's been to Brazil, you know it's a beautiful country, and parts of it are just a wreck. 500 at least dead, probably more. They're digging people out of homes, and it didn't matter, the people who had bucks or didn't have bucks, if the mud was on that side of the street, that was it, because it was fast flowing, and people were sleeping, so they didn't have time to react. That's pretty much the upshot of it. The other thing is, I had a chance to go to Hawaii and fly over Kilauea when it was flowing a little bit, the lava flow, and that is the neatest thing to see, but not so neat when you're in the path of lava. We've seen how destructive that can be. Now there's this Mount Etna that blasts the lava high into the sky. Do you know where Mount Etna is? That would be in Italy. And I was looking at the peak of it. It's just beautiful. And I say it's beautiful because nobody apparently was injured in this, but hundreds of feet into the air, and they were able to capture it. It was like fireworks. And I didn't see that when I was flying over Kilauea. I just saw the little trickle. So the tremors at Mount Etna, which, of course, is in an Italian island, happened late in the afternoon on Tuesday, and then it was the next day when that lava just started spewing out of one of the craters about 4,000 feet high or so, they say, and that's when you get the crater pit then overflows when it shoots out with the red lava, and you get the ash plumes that goes into the air, and, of course, the flights were halted, so it's not good for people who are trying to get in and out. But in the case of not doing any damage to anyone, it's absolutely a beautiful sight to behold. And sadly, for all of our friends in Australia, some of the floods are receding, but very, very slowly. I'm told it's like a war zone in Brisbane, just awful. And the same thing, you see the pictures much like Brazil, although Brazil's the mud more. Here you see these flood pictures and you just feel for the people, just feel for what has happened there and how many people are homeless and the sludge that they're going to have to pump out and the muddy streets, ruined furniture. Although if I'm one of those families, I'm thanking God I'm alive and I'm not so worried about the wrecked furniture, but it's got to be one of Australia's worst natural disasters. And just like the people in Brazil, certainly our hearts go out to you and we wish you the best in recovering from this. I know a lot of Americans are trying to help the Australians and the Brazilians for that matter too. Send us your thoughts, americatonight.net.